USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican lawmakers and President Trump's legal team have signaled that Saturday's impeachment proceedings will not go all day as they prepare to launch a defense of the president. Moderate Republican Senator from Tennessee, Lamar Alexander, one of the possible swing votes, says he's waiting to hear all the evidence.
We're going to hear the president's arguments. We're going to listen to the answers to our questions, study the record, and then we'll see if we need more evidence at that point. I'll make my decisions after I hear all of that.
Things are set to begin in the Senate at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The U.S. government is arranging a charter flight on Sunday to evacuate its citizens and diplomats from the epidemic-stricken city of Wuhan, China, as a coronavirus continues to spread across the city. So far, 41 people have died in the Chinese city. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
President Trump became the first sitting president on Friday to attend the annual March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. President Trump tells Fox News why he wanted to speak at the rally.
A lot of groups are under siege in our country, and they have been for a long time before I got here. You know what was happening. Things are changing too rapidly and not good. And so I saw them. They wanted me to make a tape that they play, and I've done it for 3 years now. And I said, you know, I'm in Washington. Maybe I'll just, instead of making a tape, I'll go over it. Now, I didn't know it was going to be this big of a deal, but they have a lot of people out there. And it turned out to be very successful, their most successful one by far.
There's another spacewalk at the International Space Station on Saturday with two astronauts finishing repairs of a cosmic ray detector. New coolant pumps are being added to the $2 billion ray detector. NASA TV will be providing coverage of the spacewalk, which will last for approximately 6 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is making some news with comments that he recently made in Iowa. On Monday, Biden said at an election forum that he does not support deportation for illegal aliens who are arrested on drunk driving. He then was asked about DACA recipients later in the week.
These kids have come. Most of these kids, there's a lot of them, and they're not just Hispanic, they're Asian Pacific Islanders as well. And they, in fact, have done very, very well. In many cases, they're more Americans than most Americans are because they have done well in school. They believe the basic principles that we all share. I think they should be, in fact, fine, put on a path to citizenship.
Going a little bit just to the north and east of Iowa, voters in Wisconsin are going to have to choose again between President Trump and a Democratic candidate. President Trump did flip Wisconsin from blue to red back in 2016. Ryan Gartman is a farmer who voted for President Trump and says President Trump has earned his vote once again.
I just think there's this really a genuine, he just really shows that he really cares about all those businesses from top to bottom, you know, large and small.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker explains why he believes people voted for President Trump in 2016.
People who felt like they were some forgotten men and women of America, particularly here in this state, that means outstate, northern Wisconsin.
Walker reminds everyone
that to decide the race in Wisconsin is personal contact.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.